Hello dear friends, this is Deepak Mangtani. I am an international certified corporate trainer from Ahmedabad, India. Today, let me talk something about change. I am a frequent traveler due to my busy training schedules. I travel by plane, train, bus, and even by my own car as and when required. While traveling, I generally come across many different type of people. People, the way they talk, they behave, they react and respond. I take deep interest in studying their nature and personality, and it has always helped me understand and help other people to learn. I very well remember one day as I was traveling by train for one of the training sessions very close by. I took an early morning train and very soon found that the train was overcrowded. Since the session was very important for me to deliver, I hopped into the train, somehow managing to sit at a particular place. Nothing to do for at least an hour or so, I started to take a close look at the people traveling with me. Saw a newly married couple, a lonely lady with few small kids, managing them with great difficulty, you know, these naughty children. A group of 5-6 people who immediately started to play cards, a vendor trying to sell few things, and an old man in his 70s. The man was carrying a small lunch box with him, but very quiet, lonely, and calm, just standing at a distance from me, as if he has lost all his battles of life. The man attracted my attention and I developed a curiosity to know about him. I tried hard to see in his eyes and make contact so that I can talk to him, but I failed and failed. He stood like a lost soldier and never looked up. After many efforts, somehow I managed to get a quick eye contact and I offered him my seat to sit, which he, after hesitation, accepted and took. Now, I could feel his behavior changing towards me, one of gratitude and thanks. He really wanted to thank me. I took the charge and asked him his name, which he answered. He said his name was Kishan and that he was a security guard in one of the private companies in a nearby town. Since he had opened up, I started asking more about him. Now he gave me more important information about himself, that he was a grandfather of 2 and father of 4, married for 40 years now and working in the same company for more than 40 years. Working in the same company at the same post for more than 40 years came to me as a big shock and surprise. How can a person work at the same place, same post, and the same routine for more than 40 years? I tried to inquire more on what he did not make efforts to try and get a different job, better post, and better city. He just stood calm and blank. Friends, what on earth has prevented this person to do the same old work for years together without changing any routine? Why has he been so lost and calm? Friends, I'll throw some light on this particular thing, the mystery and the change that might he not accept. Friends, let me put a small question before you. How were you when you were 10 years old? Obviously, naughty, without any worries and stress, no fear, and very important, very, very happy, right? A second question. And now, when you have grown up, you are at the age of 16, how are you now? Yes, a little more worried, stressed, and less naughty, more responsible, and more understanding. The third question. And how were you when you turn 20, very responsible, mature, more dressed, and in pressure. Ready to face the challenges of life, ready to make your career and prove yourself. You appeared for your standard first, passed, went to standard second, and so on till your college and your post graduation. Right, friends? Could you imagine a small pond of water which has not received any fresh water for months? And can you imagine a very small waterfall? Which one would you like to drink water from? Obviously, the pond or the small waterfall. Definitely the waterfall, which is fresh, pure, sparkling, and has a lot of energy in it. On top, a wonderful noise. The water from the pond never changes and gets polluted day by day and remains the same. Whereas the waterfall, even though the water is small, the quantity is small, it continuously changes and remains fresh. Let me show you, when you were 10 years old and 16 years old and 20 years old, one thing has definitely happened with you, with me, with everyone. That is change. Change is important. From the flow of water to different stages of a life, the life is a change. You need to change accordingly. And if you don't, you fail. Change is the only thing that is consistent in our life. We really have two ways to deal with change: accept and make the most of it, or to feel upset and cry over the spilled milk. In our daily life, there are changes and changes and changes, and we need to use this change. Changes will always bring problem. Whenever you try to do something different, when you're trying to change something, it will always create a problem for you. You won't be able to do it. But one thing is very clear: change will always give you a chance. Chance to be better, chance to grow, chance to be big or great. You must have heard many good things from the holy book of the Hindus, the Gita. One of them is like this: Parivartan Sansar Ka Niyam Hai, which means change is the law. So you need to go according to this law and change yourself for better. Change is always associated with barriers like fear, ignorance, confidence, passion, and attitude. In the above case of the gentleman, the fear of not performing is so high that he never tried to opt for other job for years. Or perhaps he must have tried but failed. Let me relate this with a small story of a baby elephant that was always tied to a strong iron chain when he was very small. And whenever he tried to break, he would fail. He tried many times, and finally one day he gave it up. Years after that, when he grew up, he used to be tied to a very small, thick, weak rope. But he never tried to break that. Why? He was sure he won't be able to break that rope. Only having the iron chain, which was used when he was small, in his mind. So friends, we are just like that. We have few things in our mind which we feel they are the best. We don't want to change those things. We never try to change those things, and we never become successful in life. Very important for me is to see the situation, to see what is required, and I need to change accordingly to be better. Thank you.